What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. Pardon me, it's Monday, November 22nd, 2021, start of a brand new week, start of Thanksgiving week. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network will be taking this Thursday and Friday off. There will be rebroadcasts of popular shows if you want to tune in on that one. Anyway, it's another busy news day. We're off to a rollicking start here. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. We're going to get through as much news as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines. And starting right off the top here, got an early Christmas present today. PayPal has canceled my account for the website whatreallyhappened.com. So we're looking for a new payment processor, and any suggestions will be welcomed with open arms here. Now, 58 years ago today, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. There were two official investigations. The Warren Report concluded Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, while the House Select Committee on Assassinations did conclude there were multiple shooters in Dealey Plaza, and hence there was a conspiracy. And after more than half a century, many of the key documents that could tell the whole story remain classified. Now, if this was just an open and shut case of a lone assassin, why the secrecy? And we did run a poll on whatreallyhappened.com asking if people thought there was a conspiracy in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. It got only two no votes, probably from the people who monitor this site on behalf of the government, and the other votes, almost 300, said yes here. Now, the other big news, tragic news here, this is in Waukesha, Wisconsin. There was this horrible incident where this red SUV literally plowed through a Christmas parade yesterday. I mean, just driving up the parade, hitting a lot of people, five confirmed dead, more than 40 injured, including 18 children, I think. An absolutely horrific situation. And it turns out that the suspect, who's been arrested, by the way, is Darrell Edward Brooks, Jr. He's a 39-year-old black male. He's got a long, long criminal history, and despite that, was let out on bail Friday for, his current arrest here. And they were able to identify him because when he fled the vehicle, he left his ID behind, which was kind of dumb here. And Darrell Brooks sees himself as a rap artist. He posted a rap video back in 2019 that included the SUV that he used in yesterday's deadly attack. And I'm looking at this horrific story and thinking back to that comment that CNN came out with a little while ago, that there is nothing more dangerous than an angry white man. So meanwhile, over on social media, the leftists are out there mocking the victims of the attack on the Christmas parade, you know, calling them poor, poor white people. Somebody even put out the story that the driver was acting in self-defense, and very, very ludicrous, but they were trying to say that he was fleeing a knife fight and just happened to run over the length of the Christmas parade. But according to the Waukesha police, Darrell Brooks was not being pursued by anybody when he drove into that Christmas parade. And again, he didn't go across it. He went right up the middle of the street, just hitting as many people as he could. Now, over in Illinois, there was this official at the DuPage County Democratic Party basically came on out on social media saying that the Sunday Christmas Parade massacre was karma for the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse, and that triggered a major, major backlash, and this official, Mary Lemansky, has now resigned, as well she should. Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer came on out trying to use the horrific attack on the Christmas parade as an opportunity to tout the infrastructure bill, saying that better infrastructure would have prevented the attack somehow. I don't know what he's thinking, and he's already trying to backpedal from that one. But it just shows you the way politicians think. No matter what happens, use it to push the agenda, use it to push the agenda, use it to push the agenda. Meanwhile, supposedly Joe Biden has been briefed on Waukesha, and they're closely monitoring the situation. I don't know what for. I mean, the damage is already done. The people are already dead. And the suspect is already being charged with five homicides here. Now, speaking of Joe Biden, he came out once with this story that his Delaware home once burned to the ground, quote, with my wife in it, end quote. Somebody uncovered an actual report from 2004 saying it was just a kitchen fire and it did not, in fact, destroy the house as a whole. So Biden was once again lying. I think politicians are afraid to tell the truth even once because we might learn to tell the difference and then the game would definitely be up here. Over at the New York Times, and 1 year after the election, now we're starting to see the corporate media cover the Hunter Biden scandals. And in this case, this one involves how he helped facilitate the sale of the world's richest cobalt mines from a U.S. company to China. And the company involved, the Aviation Industry Corporation of China, is a front for China's military. And cobalt is definitely something that is used in weapons construction here. Now, getting on to Kyle Rittenhouse, I understand he's going to be doing a Tucker Carlson interview at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. Definitely going to be tuning in on that one. And the leftists are still out there frothing at the mouth and screaming racism and favoritism. And, you know, they're just going crazy with rage. And, you know, basically the story in a nutshell is that a white policeman in Kenosha, Wisconsin, shot a black criminal. It was later determined to be a justified use of force. Rioters and arsonists went to work. The police held back, and this is all that was left of a prison's department building. They burned it to the ground. There was a used car dealership, Car Source. Arsonist torched that one here. Now, Kyle Rittenhouse has close ties to the city. He's got a lot of family there. And on the third day of the riots, he and other armed men were asked to help protect the Car Source lot. And he took a first aid kit and treated several people who were injured. Then he was attacked by the rioters. Joseph Rosenbaum, who was a convicted child abuser. In fact, all three of the men who attacked him had long criminal records on that one. And you need to look at the corporate media and the way they were putting out this story. At one point, they were saying that he killed two Black Lives Matter protesters. This, of course, was a complete lie. And it went around the globe. Even the British papers were saying Kyle Rittenhouse had shot two black men. Oh, my goodness. And, of course, everybody that Rittenhouse shot was white. They said, well, he crossed state lines to go on in there, and that proves in intentions. But again, Rittenhouse's father, grandmother, aunt, uncle, cousins, and his best friend lived in Kenosha. He had a job as a lifeguard in Kenosha. He worked a shift on August 25th before helping clean graffiti left by rioters at a local school. And then, of course, he joined other adults who'd been asked by the owners of the used car lot to guard the property after 100 cars had been burned the previous night. And Kyle took his gun to protect himself since the rioters were obviously violent and armed, and including Antifa rioter Gage Grosskreutz, who lunged at him with a loaded Glock pointed at his head before Kyle shot him in the arm. Now, the corporate media reported that Rittenhouse took an AR-15 across state lines. Esquire accused him of terrorist tourism. That was completely false. The rifle was kept in a safe at his best friend's stepfather's house in Kenosha. He did not bring it with him from his mother's home in Illinois. They put out the story the gun was illegal. No, under Wisconsin law, he was entitled to possess the AR-15 as a 17-year-old, which led the judge to dismiss that part of the case against Rittenhouse. They put out the story that Rittenhouse's mother drove him across state lines to the riot. She never went to Kenosha. She slept late on the morning of August 25th after working a 16-hour shift at a nursing home near her home in Antioch. And Kyle had already gone to his job in Kenosha, the lifeguard, when she woke up. Another lie they put out is he was an active shooter who took his gun to a riot looking for trouble. This was coming from MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, who repeated the lie that he drove across the state lines with an AR-15 and started shooting people up. And on Friday, after evidence in court had already debunked his talking points, Scarborough again called Rittenhouse a self-appointed militia member unloading 60 rounds. And when the defense called out the lie in closing arguments, Scarborough had the gall to tweet that he was embarrassed for the lawyer. Another lie that went on out there is that Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. Joe Biden labeled him as that. Basically, Rittenhouse is actually a supporter of Black Lives Matter and peaceful demonstrations by Black Lives Matter. Another one they put out, and this is getting really ridiculous, he was accused of using a white power sign. And what it is he was pictured making the OK sign with the thumb and forefinger, you know, OK. And this has now been spun by the media to be a white power sign. And it comes from a 2017 hoax on the website 4chan to punk liberals who basically fell for it. The media reported that he wore surgical gloves to cover his fingerprints. This was spread by Matthew Modine. Kyle wore gloves because he was giving first aid to protesters. You know, his face was uncovered, so he was hardly hiding. And finally, they're trying to say that Judge Bruce Schroeder is a Trumpy racist biased toward the defense. And this is based on the fact he would not let the prosecution use the term victim, which is common practice when a jury has not ruled on a case. And something to keep in mind, the reason I went a lot of time on this about all the lies about Rittenhouse, if the media lies to you this much about Rittenhouse, what makes you think they are telling you the truth about the vaccines? More about that a little bit later in the show. Now, GoFundMe had banned Rittenhouse fundraisers. They have now reversed course in the wake of the not guilty verdicts, and so they are now up there. And also, by the way, I started a very small GoFundMe page to replace the PayPal links that used to be at my website there. Meanwhile, over at Google, they are censoring searches for Kyle Rittenhouse. They don't want people finding out anything other than the official story, which is still pushing white supremacy and racism. And now, of course, there is pressure coming from other politicians, such as House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, calling for the Justice Department to investigate the miscarriage of justice. Others are calling for a federal civil rights case against Rittenhouse. How are they going to do that? Rittenhouse is white, and so were the three men he shot. You know, they're just whining and crying because they didn't get their pound of flesh that they wanted out of them. Meanwhile, on exactly the same day that Rittenhouse was found not guilty, Andrew Coffey was found not guilty on all counts of murder and attempted first-degree murder. Now, Coffey is accused of firing at Indian River County Sheriff's deputies during an early morning drug raid at his home back in 2017. And Andrew Coffey is black. So this ends the whole nonsense about Kyle got off because he's white. Because Andrew Coffey is black and he was acquitted. So that's, you know, self-defense is a right. Getting into other current events, a lot of these Democratic cities have started hamstringing what remains of their police force with ridiculous laws like, you know, if they're stealing less than $900 worth of stuff, don't even bother with them. And the result was predictable. Up in the San Francisco Bay Area, specifically in Walnut Creek, there was an 80-strong mob of people in 25 cars literally blocked the street and looted a Nordstrom's store. and just really emptied it out. Another store in San Francisco was Louis Vuitton. It was looted. Their store in Chicago was hit just days earlier. The police did manage to arrest some of the looters, and so it's a little bit of good news there. But yeah, it's like our government loves crime and criminals. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself. Remember that ridiculous story we got from Los Angeles a little while ago about, you know, if you're being robbed, just cooperate. Just give them your valuables and cooperate and all will be well. Now, the other trial that is gaining news is Ahmaud Arbery. And this was a black man who was shot by some white individuals. And the white individuals were claiming they were trying to execute a citizen's arrest on Arbery. And things got out of hand. The judge basically threw that one out because of the long period of time between the crime Arbery was accused of and the time that the defendants attempted to make the arrest. And basically, the court ruled that Georgia's prior citizen's arrest law is only applicable if a person sees a felony committed and acts without delay. So that one definitely is happening there. Getting into other politics, Trump is now endorsing Paul Gosar after the Republican leadership allowed the Democrats to censure him for this anime meme that he put on out. And, you know, Democrats have got notoriously thin skins, but Trump is backing him up on that one. Meanwhile, Trump is slamming the Russia hoax after the Durham indictment discredited the Steele dossier. He's clearly ignoring Rupert Murdoch's advice to stop focusing on the past, and Trump is out there saying it was fabricated, it was made up. Yes, it was, and Rupert, I don't think we should forget about that anytime soon, especially because of all the corporate media that went along with this hoax. You know, the hoax said what they wanted to hear about Donald Trump, and they ran with it without doing any fact-checking themselves. Now, over at Fox News, as I mentioned before, Kyle Rittenhouse is going to be on with Tucker Carlson at 8 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. Tucker Carlson is also notorious for a multi-episode documentary he did that portrayed the January 6th protest as a false flag orchestrated by President Biden. And the backlash from that has prompted Jonah Goldberg and Stephen Hayes to quit Fox News in protest. So, yeah, over there. A little bit of good news for Project Veritas. The New York Times has been ordered by a court in New York to stop using information from internal memos taken from Project Veritas, and basically said the memos are protected under attorney-client privilege, and the New York Times cannot use that information to try and smear and shut down Project Veritas. Meanwhile, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas are now depersonified from Instagram. And the platform warns users those names cannot be used in any posts on Instagram. Now, Beto O'Rourke is out there campaigning in Texas, and he is running on a gun control platform. He's saying we should not allow Americans to own weapons of war. He's obviously talking about the AR-15, which is not a weapon of war. It is a semi-automatic sports rifle. It's not fully automatic. We don't send soldiers into battle armed with AR-15s. It just would not really work on out. Meanwhile, there's a viral video of a rancher confronting Beto, saying, "We don't want you here. Get the heck out." And his relative to his gun grab saying, "Come and take it." So I don't think, absent massive election fraud, I don't think Beto O'Rourke has much of a chance down there in Texas. Now, oh, my goodness, how time flies when you're having fun. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about politics. And not too long ago, the FBI raided the offices of Project Veritas, searching for Ashley Biden's diary, which Project Veritas had already turned over to law enforcement. And they did not do any stories based on its content. Some other outlet did. And it's thought the FBI was simply trying to find all of the Project Veritas contacts to try and prevent more whistleblowing going on. Well, this is the start of a trend. I mean, we've seen the FBI targeting parents who are concerned about what their children are being taught in school, labeling them domestic terrorists. And last week, the FBI raided four homes in western Colorado. And they raided the home of a Republican election official, Tina Peters, and she's the Mesa County, Colorado clerk and recorder, and several other houses were targeted. They involved teams of heavily armed federal agents using a battering ram to break down the doors. I mean, they're just out there trying to cause damage to make a statement. And it basically shows the Justice Department is being weaponized against ordinary Americans concerned about what is happening in this country. All right. Meanwhile, over in Pennsylvania, Republicans have hired a group to perform a full forensic audit of the 2020 elections. And good for them. I'm sure they'll find all kinds of interesting things. Now, there is an organization in Stockholm called the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance. It's a non-governmental organization, and it keeps a list of backsliding democracies. Hybrid governments, authoritarian regimes, and for the first time, the United States is on that list of backsliding democracies. And for anybody paying attention to what's been going on in this country, it hardly comes as a surprise. Between fraudulent elections, sicking the FBI on parents, raiding Project Veritas, raiding election officials' offices. And, the reason crime is going out of control is the government's too busy trying to stifle political dissent. They don't have any resources left over. Getting into COVID, the director of the National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, is calling for anyone who spreads, quote, misinformation, end quote, about COVID-19 online should be brought to justice. And, Collins said conspiracies are winning here. Truth is losing. Actually, the reality is the opposite. The truth is winning against the cover-ups and deceptions of the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Fauci, the corporate media, the pharmaceutical industry as a whole. And they're getting scared. They are definitely getting scared that Americans are approaching a point of simply exploding against this totalitarian vaccine mandate, which, as a reminder, is a violation of the Nuremberg Code, Section 6, Article 3. Governments cannot force medical treatments on people without their individual consent. So the U.S. government right now is in violation of the Nuremberg Principles, and also existing U.S. law. Over at Children's Health Defense, Robert F. Kennedy has put out a new book, The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. And he just had a recent interview with Brandon House Live. That was back on the 18th. And basically said that this CIA-led military response to the pandemic is meant to drive democracy from the world and bring in global totalitarianism. And does seem like that would explain the sheer ferocity with which they are trying to get everybody to go along with this nonsense here. Meanwhile, getting back to Dr. Fauci, he's now out there saying Americans may need booster shots every 6 months for the rest of their lives. Money, 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 money. The cash is just going to be pouring on in. And anybody who owns stock in Big Pharma, is going to be getting rich from all of this. All righty. Now, Dr. Fauci is also saying that babies could be eligible for the coronavirus vaccine early next year. And he says, we still haven't done the clinical trial, but we've got to do that now. And Fauci is getting very defensive. And not to mention a little megalomaniac, he's out there saying that attacks on him are dangerous to the entire field of science. And that is perhaps one of the most unscientific things he has said in a long litany of unscientific things. Now, there is a risk-benefit model, and this actually came out of the Center for Disease Controls, and it's basically shows the risk-benefit model. It says that for every one child saved from dying with COVID-19, over 117 will be killed by the vaccine. We've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the fact that the CDC and Big Pharma data are confirming that more children will die from the COVID vaccine than from the COVID virus. And they're still out there pushing these shots. Why? Because they're making a lot of money off of them. Okay? And it's been known since the first data came on out that healthy children are virtually unaffected from COVID-19. And, you know, obviously older people, that's another situation entirely. Now, there is a current lawsuit involving Pfizer, and they subpoenaed a bunch of files from the FDA, and the attorney in the case has released the first pages from these FDA files showing that Pfizer documented 158,893 adverse events with 25,957 nervous system disorders in the first few months the vaccine was being distributed. They know there's a problem. But, you know, they're going to go on selling it as long as they can because they're making a lot of money from this thing. Now, there's another story. This is from Vaccine Impact. And it's basically pointing to the fact that the hospitals may not be so overwhelmed with patients as they are understaffed, because we are having vaccinated doctors are dropping dead, and unvaccinated doctors are either quitting or being fired, leaving, you know, the hospitals dangerously understaffed. And, you know, we had last week many of the stories of medical professionals dying or being crippled by the experimental shots. There was one story of a surgeon who can't do surgery anymore because he's shaking so bad. And the corporate media is hiding these stories because it's bad business for large pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, who are very generous advertisers on the networks. So, meanwhile, over in Israel, the press secretary for the prime minister came on out saying vaccinated people are now dying and going to the hospital very sick. So it's not working over there either. A study coming out of the United Kingdom, vaccinated adults under 60 are dying at twice the rate of the unvaccinated. Study coming on out of Germany, that higher vaccination rate causes higher excess mortality across 16 countries. That's according to the data. Meanwhile, down in Africa, very few people are getting the vaccination, and they have very low COVID numbers. And scientists at those pharmaceutical companies are scratching their head and saying, we have no idea why that would be occurring here. You know, without our wonderful miracle vaccine, they should be just falling over dead in droves. And no, it's not working that way here. Over in Austria, the politicians are still out there pushing the idea that vaccines will end the pandemic. And they're now going back into a full lockdown. Not just the unvaccinated, but the vaccinated are going to be locked down. Down in Australia, things are getting very tense down there. Their new pandemic bill is basically giving Andrews incredible power and authority. And they're now talking about positive cases and close contacts are going to be taken by the military to the quarantine centers, which we reported Australia was building just a couple months back. The Australians have really had enough. There were 500,000 people in the streets of Melbourne protesting against the lockdowns and the vaccines. Over in Europe, they're in their third night of violence. Rioters light fires and pelt police with rocks in Holland following clashes in Brussels. And over in the Netherlands, police actually opened fire on protesters, and they're calling it an orgy of violence there. And if you're wondering why you're not seeing this on corporate media, it's because, again, those pharmaceutical companies are major advertisers to all the corporate media, and they spend that money on advertising in order to control the narrative. There was a story that came out last week about how Bill Gates had given something like $300 million to the corporate media so that they would basically make sure his agenda was being broadcast onto your TV sets and in your radios and in your newspapers. So the corporate media is not paying any attention to these mass protests around the world because they don't want you getting any uppity ideas that might cut into the profits coming out of this latest medical scam. And I say latest because think back on all the FDA-approved drugs which had to be pulled from the market years after approval when the long-term effects became known. And nobody knows what the long-term effects of these mRNA experimental gene therapies are going to be. They're literally running the clinical trial on the entire world population. All righty, getting to the international news now. Pardon me. The new NATO command is testing out the practicality of moving large combat forces at the speed of relevance to the Russian border. This is a revival of an idea they had some years ago called the rapid deployment force, of being able to get men and materiel into a conflict zone in the shortest amount of time. And so they had a new exercise with the NATO Response Force, additional units in the Joint Support and Enabling Command in the Wilhelmsburg Barrack in Ulm. And this basically challenged 60 logistics experts participating in this two-day-long event to overcome the practical constraints that arise from moving large combat forces in a rapid move and make sure that they're, you know, their material, their weapons, and their supplies keep up with them. So they're definitely practicing on being able to move around Europe rapidly. Now, this is where things are getting a little bit weird. The United States Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, this week, or rather last week, in a press conference, called on Russia to be more transparent about troop movements on the border with Ukraine. In other words, on Russian soil. Austin is demanding Russia explain troops on Russian soil. Well, it's their country, it's their soil, it's their troops. And it's a very hypocritical thing for Austin to be doing when you've got all these U.S. and NATO forces brazenly escalating their offensive presence on Russia's borders, especially in the Black Sea region. Now, the U.S. media, the propaganda is cranking up. I think they want a major war in the hope it's going to distract us all from the crumbling economy, the botched COVID-19 plandemic, scamdemic, whatever you want to call it, Biden's personal failings, and just the general decay of the country as a whole. Let's get into a real war, and everybody will forget all that and salute the flag and throw their children and money onto the designated foe here. So the U.S. media is now out there saying that Russia is getting ready to launch a winter invasion of Ukraine. And this came out from CBS News on Saturday, citing the usual unnamed U.S. intelligence sources. Meanwhile, the Kremlin is blasting this report as an obvious disinformation campaign. And the U.S. is now briefing their allies on their claim that Russia is getting ready to attack Ukraine this coming winter. Well, Russia and winter, it's really rough. Napoleon found that out the hard way. Hitler found that out the hard way. And I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't think it's going to happen. And another story along the same line here. This is from Antebellum at WordPress. Washington's rhetoric and actions make war with Russia almost inevitable. And that's a very, very dangerous thing here. But NATO continues to ignore Russia's warnings and fan tensions at the borders. Now, over in Belarus, Lukashenko is saying, if you start a war in Belarus, NATO and Russia will get involved and it will become a nuclear war. Good idea not to start that, in my opinion. And meanwhile, Poland says that Belarus is, in fact, still bringing migrants to its border. They're saying that Belarus is continuing to ferry migrants to its border despite clearing camps close to the front line, frontier earlier this week. So things are definitely fanning up there. And I got to tell you, I'm a little worried about Thanksgiving Day this Thursday, you know, because at some point there's going to be a false flag that's going to be blamed on Iran, Russia, China, the white supremacists, you know, independent media, so forth and so on here. Meanwhile, the United States, again, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is talking up about a so-called over-the-horizon campaign to keep attacking Afghanistan without actually being in Afghanistan. He's talking about a standoff war against ISIS-K and Al-Qaeda. Afghanistan is saying, no thanks, we can handle it ourselves, and we would really rather you not do any more damage to our country. Down in Ethiopia, the United States has warned pilots that planes operating out of Ethiopia's main international airport, one of the busiest in Africa, could be directly or indirectly exposed to ground weapons fire or surface-to-air fire if the country's spiraling conflict nears the capital, Addis Ababa. Yeah, that is a legitimate warning. So we'll see what happens there. The United States came out with a statement last week saying that the U.S. withdrawal date in Iraq had been extended. Over in Iraq, an Army spokesman is saying, no, it has not been extended. The deadline for the U.S. to be out of Iraq is December 31st. The Iraq resistance is warning it's ready to expel U.S. forces by force after December 31st. And it leads to the question if Biden is going to botch Iraq the way he did Afghanistan. All right. Meanwhile, lawmakers are starting to question Biden's dangerous and unconstitutional ongoing occupation of Syria, which is not going very well there. Over in Israel, top defense officials say the country is preparing for the possibility of an armed conflict with regional arch rival Iran and its proxies. This is coming from Israeli Army Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Aviv Kohavi, and he said the Israeli military is speeding up the operational plans and readiness for a potential attack. Meanwhile, Lloyd Austin was visiting Bahrain this weekend, vowing to counter Iran. Oh, those evil Iranians, you know, they won't do as they're told. They won't accept private central banking. We have to give them what for here. Over in India, little bit of good news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is going to repeal three contentious farm laws that prompted a year of protests and unrest in India. And basically is repealing what farmers call the Black Laws. They were supposed to be an attempt to modernize farming in India, and it caused a lot of damage. You know, always be leery of government laws that say it's for the benefit of the farmers or the benefit of the children or the benefit of the vaccinated or whatever. More good news coming out of Haiti. Two of the 17 missionaries kidnapped by the 400 Mowozo gang more than a month ago have been freed. They're healthy, in good condition. The gang is still threatening to kill the remaining hostages if the $1 million ransom per person is not met. So we'll see what's going to happen on that one. Story coming on out of the original antiwar.com. U.S. policy on Taiwan is a false and dangerous two-step. And they're talking about how back on the 15th, Joe Biden and Xi Jinping held a virtual summit covering a number of subjects, which for the most part was banal public pledges of cooperation to ease tension. And I remember when that first came out, I said, I don't even know what they mean by that. And, Biden came on back endorsing Beijing's One China claim. And China came on out and said, you know, Taiwan is not a U.S. state. Taiwan is not a U.S. territory. There are no plausible circumstances under which a change of political authority in Taiwan would represent a threat to the defensibility or security of the United States. So... you're on your own. All right. This is a new development. We talked a week ago about China tested a new hypersonic weapon that literally flew around the globe and deployed a nuclear weapon, which hit its intended test target. And it's now come on out that during its flight, it actually deployed a second nuclear warhead while traveling five times faster than the speed of sound. And, the Pentagon is in a panic. Their experts are saying it defies science. However, did they get so far ahead of us in so many weapons platforms? Well, China is ahead in many technological areas because China's schools produce scientists and engineers, whereas American schools are crippled by equity, LGBTQ studies, and drag queen story hours. You reap what you sow. If you de-emphasize achievement, if you disincentivize excellence, it's going to have a long-term effect on your industry, including the military. That is just the way that's going to happen. A lot of people still talking about this bill to force women to register for the draft. And Representative Chrissy Houlihan is saying this will produce equal slavery, not equal rights. And I'd like to read you a little something from the Constitution. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. That is the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. That means the draft is unconstitutional. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal?
Welcome back to our show now. And the U.S. Space Force is a branch of the military, more or less in search of a mission. And in response to that Russian anti-satellite test that created a bunch of debris, they now want to take on the job of cleaning up junk in orbit, which is definitely a good idea. There is a lot of junk up there. I think Ed White's glove is still up there. Now, these days, because of treaties, satellites always have the ability to deorbit themselves and get out of the way. But a lot of older stuff is still up there, abandoned boosters. And it's another reason why the SpaceX approach of recovering the boosters, bringing them back down and reusing them, is good. But the Space Force wants the job of cleaning up junk in orbit. And as I said, it's a good idea. My concern is, of course, when you get the military involved, it's going to cost 10 times as much as a private sector operation would do, and probably not work all that well either. All right, getting into the economic news, investors are expecting high inflation, and gold seems to be heading back up again. The gold bears are feeling the pinch here. And so, yeah, there's going to be some gold mania coming on out there. Now, somebody's asking the question. In fact, this is coming from Investment Watch blog. Is the U.S. at full realistic employment? And if so, why hasn't the Fed been raising their rates? Very good question. Now, national data has come on out on the October jobs market, and they're talking about displacement. Because immigrants took all the new jobs. The year-over-year immigrant workforce growth hits another Biden-era record. There's actually a class action lawsuit by Black American farm workers who are being displaced by these immigrants. And, yeah, that's something the open borders people don't think about. Do we have employment for all these new bodies? No, it doesn't really matter. As long as they vote Democratic, they're welcome in here. Meanwhile, according to CBS News, 67% of Americans disapprove of Biden's handling of rising prices. They're very worried about inflation. This is going to work against the Democrats in next year's midterm elections, because there is really no way they can undo the economic damage between now and a year from now. Meanwhile, Americans are loading up on firewood as home heating costs skyrocket. Of course, we have a lot of fireplaces and firewood around here in Santa Claus. Used car prices have exploded to a new record. In fact, just for jollies, I checked, and that little Hyundai that we drive is now worth more than what we paid for it. We're not selling it. Please don't send me an email. I love that car. Over at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, they have a suggestion. Oh, my goodness. We're at the break. I'm going to do this right after we come back from station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.